Deadly Jobs. It was around 1966 that I started realizing that the job system was deeply flawed. A little later, I self-published a small book called Unified Family Theory. I advocated restoring family sovereignty and minimizing jobs. At that time, I thought the job system was counterproductive, but I had no idea how truly evil the job racket was. Now we see that masses of people in various, quote, advanced countries, these people have literally given up their lives in a vain attempt to keep their job. Who knew that people would be willing to risk death in order to continue to be slaves? And this whole fiasco was overseen by doctors who were apparently willing to murder people in order to keep their jobs. In my opinion, the job is an evil psychological virus that causes people to completely take leave of their senses. It's not rational to take the jab so you can continue to be a serf on a government tax plantation. Actually, it's not rational to voluntarily be a serf on a government tax plantation, jab or no jab. It seems the compliant majority has no idea of the joys of freedom. Most people have never been free, and the establishment works hard to make sure they never get a taste of being free. Not only are these so-called normies afraid to live free, they are suspicious and hostile to people who do opt for freedom. Maybe normies is not the right term. Maybe we should be calling them abnormies. Freedom has been the default state of humanity for millions of years. We were free even before we became Homo sapiens. Freedom is not a luxury. Freedom is a necessity. If you have a job, you can be terminated, and your whole life easily disrupted at any time, for any reason. If you have a life, it's very difficult for anyone to take that away from you. Quit your job and get a life. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.